Everyone, it's Christian Fuchs here. I would like to say a big thank you to our fans and keep having our back for the upcoming Premier League season as well as the Europa League. Keep watching Leicester Fan TV. They have the latest news and they keep you up to date on leicesterfantv.com. So stay tuned and thanks for your support.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. It's lunchtime. It's 1 o'clock here on Friday. My name's Phil. Welcome to this special edition of the Fan Zone show. We're going to be joined very shortly by Connor from West Brom Fan TV. So it's a chance for you to ask any questions you want to one of their fans, see what they think about this Sunday's games, get your views in, get your comments in. We want to know what you think about West Brom against Leicester City. Not going to be the easiest game for Leicester, and it's going to be interesting to hear from Connor what he thinks about West Brom's chances. Let's add him in now. Connor, can you hear us, mate?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV, Connor, and welcome back to the Premier League, mate.
Yeah, cheers for having me on, and yeah, it's brilliant to be back in the Premier League.
How was it back down there in the Championship for a season?
Do you know what? It was actually a really entertaining season. Obviously, bringing in Slaven Bilic, for me, he's a Premier League manager anyway. Having some of the players what we had on loan and making them permanent. It was just one of the best seasons that I'd ever watched West Brom last season. The amount of goals we scored, how attacking we was, how good we played. It was just, you know, I really enjoyed it, but I am glad to be back in the Premier League now.
Where do you think, I mean, let's start off with this one. Where do you think you will finish in the Premier League this season, Connor? What's your aims and hopes?
Well, my aims and hopes probably be different to, well, probably the same as a lot of West Brom fans. Obviously, remaining in the Premier League will be a massive achievement for us. I don't think you can set your hopes too high in your first season, especially when we haven't really had a massive backing from the board. We haven't spent millions and millions on players. We've gone with a sensible approach. That being said, though, we have signed some really talented players like Grady Diancana, who we never expected to make permanent, obviously, because we thought West Ham would want to utilise him next season. But you know what? Staying in the Premier League, like I say, would be a massive achievement for us, I think, in the first season. And I'm sure that the board and Slaven Bilic would be happy with that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think for West Brom, it is the first aim, isn't it? To stay in the Premier League and then re-establish yourself. Because fans will remember that it was only a couple of seasons ago you were one of the regulars in the Premier League, you know, top half finishes.
Eight seasons as well in the Premier League. So, you know, it is achievable. I think with the right backing from the board, you know, the right attitude from the players, I think we've got to take every game as it comes, because every single game in this league is so unpredictable, so difficult and so tough. And, you know, you can't underestimate any teams in this league. You can't think we're going to get 3 points here or we're going to get 3 points there, because one week you could go somewhere like Old Trafford and bag yourself 3 points, and then the next week you might be losing, you know, like 3-4-0 to a team who you wouldn't expect to lose that many to. But, you know, like I say, it's such an unpredictable league.
Exactly, Connor. I mean, look, we're Leicester fans watching this. I'll start this season saying number one aim is to get 40 points and is to stay up. Even though we've had a couple of great seasons, that's still our number aim. Where do you think, from the outside looking in, where do you think Leicester could finish this season? Where would be your guess on that one?
I think Leicester are a really good side. They've got some brilliant players, you know, like the likes of Harvey Barnes. He was absolutely phenomenal for us before he got recalled back.
Yeah.
You've just signed that new right back who's half decent. You've got James Maddison. You've got Jamie Vardy, who is an absolute brilliant striker, one of the most clinical strikers in the Premier League. Easily, I don't see why Leicester shouldn't be aiming for, obviously, the top half of the table. It's hard to say where exactly, but definitely.
Yeah. Trust me, us Leicester fans can't predict it either, Connor. So yeah. It's not easy for somebody looking in. We're a bit lost as to where we're going to end up this season. We are hoping for a top half, maybe a top six, seven, and a good run in the Europa League. Somebody watching, Ross Howard, has said, One player he likes from West Brom is Semi Asia. I don't know if I've said that right. Good signing from Rotherham.
Yeah, he's a brilliant player. We made a similar signing to that this season with Cedric Tipré from Wigan. You know, a lot of people looking in would be like, who on earth is this guy? And I was the same with Semi Ajayi, if I'm being completely honest. But he adjusted to the Championship really well. Really, really solid player. We paid 1.5 million for him. And, you know, if he has a good season in the Premier League this season, his value will probably like, you know, like triple, maybe even quadruple. But yeah, I do agree. He is a fantastic player. Probably one of the best bit of business we've done last season, if I'm being completely honest with you.
Because what you say, Connor, you've had sort of a, I mean, we've had a very quiet transfer window in the summer. We've made one sell, one buy. And most Leicester fans think we've not done enough, if I'm honest. You bought, well, Mateus Pereira from Sporting Lisbon. Mm. You bought three others as well. Cedric, like you say, from Kipri, from Wigan, and a couple of others. Do you fear a little bit you've not come? I mean, Leeds and other clubs have gone a bit, and even Villa, one of your local rivals, have been spending big.
I think the difference between obviously West Brom and teams like Villa, we're always going to sort of invest a bit smarter, whereas they, yeah, Ollie Watkins is a good player, but is he Premier League quality? I mean, they've spent, is it 33 million they've spent on him?
28 going up to 33, I think it will be, yeah.
You know, yeah, Ollie Watkins is a good player in the Championship, but it is a big gamble when you think of the Premier League. It's a completely different league. You know, it's just a different kettle of fish, really, in the Premier League. And I do believe that we were always going to come into the league, spend a bit more smart. You know, we've seen it before in the likes of Fulham with last season. It doesn't always work. You know, sometimes it can backfire on you. But yeah, Leeds have spent a fair bit amount of money, but you don't know how well that the team is actually going to bond, how it's going to gel. You know, there's a lot of factors what come into it. So I'm not too worried about us spending millions and millions of pounds, because I think the main thing for us, if you can stay in the Premier League for a season, it's really good for your club financially. And that's what a team like West Brom needs, because if we go down and we've spent hundreds of millions of pounds, it could put the club in trouble. You know, you never know.
So I agree. You're sort of following how Leicester did it a couple of seasons ago. We came up, we didn't spend big, but we had a good team. Again, Sheffield United did the same last season. Yeah. Good team. I do wonder with Leeds, Leeds will probably either finish in the top five this season or be relegated. It'll be one or the other with them, I think, the way they're gone. So I think for West Brom, it's more that get in there, scrape, even if you scrape staying up. Which, if you had to pick out one of your players, Connor, for us to watch out for on Sunday, who would be your biggest threat to Leicester on Sunday, do you think?
100% probably Mateus Pereira, because we saw what he could do last season. I know it's the Championship, but he got like 16 assists, and that's like quite a lot. He got a few goals as well. I think he'll have a point to prove. I just think he's an unbelievable talent, and I do believe that he will cause the Leicester defence a lot of problems. I probably could have said Grady Diangana as well, but because you only said one. Grady Diangana as well. Obviously, it was really frustrating for him. He'd done really well for us last season. He's a Londoner. He wanted to stay at West Ham in reality, but the board decided to sell him. And, you know, I do believe he'll have a point to prove in the Premier League as well, obviously, because he was a West Ham, I believe he was a West Ham fan, because he was been there since he was like 12. I do believe he'll want a point to prove to them as well. And I think he'll want to do as best as he can this season.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anybody from Leicester you fear? Obviously, you know Harvey Barnes really well. He's still a young lad, Harvey Barnes, and I think you saw probably some of the best of him at West Brom in that season, in that 7 or 8 months you had him. He threatens to be an absolutely fantastic player in the Premier League, but he also seems to miss a few chances when you just want him to slot it in. He's obviously got quality, but I think you saw probably a more prolific Harvey Barnes than we've seen at Leicester, Connor.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, like I say, the Championship and the Premier League is the quality is a lot different. Yeah, I think the Championship is a tough league, but I do believe the Premier League is a lot harder. And, you know, we probably did get the best of Harvey Barnes, but I still believe that the best is yet to come for him at Leicester as well. And in terms of what player do I fear for Leicester, 100% Jamie Vardy, because yeah. He always seems to bag a goal against West Brom.
He does.
Like I say, he's one of the most prolific goal scorers in the Premier League. He's absolutely brilliant. You know, his story is absolutely brilliant. I think he started at Fleetwood, didn't he?
Yeah, he started obviously low down, Stockbridge Steelers or whatever. You know, he was in his early 20s and still playing non-league.
Yeah, and he just made that jump, obviously, from that to the Premier League. And he scores pretty much 20 goals every season. And he's just an unbelievable talent. His pace, the way he slots the ball in the back of the net, he's just such a good player. And I do fear for him, to be completely honest. Him and James Maddison, because I do believe they're a good link-up player.
If I was to let you baggies into a bit of a secret, Connor, we're a bit short on Sunday. We've got players out. We've got players injured. We are a bit bare bones at the back. Leicester fans want a signing. So we come to West Brom. A few Leicester fans are like, you know, watching it a bit like this because we are short. So it really looks like.
I do believe we're short as well, though. Obviously, like you say, at the back, ours is up top. You know, we haven't really invested in a clinical goal scorer. We've got like Hal Robson, Carnu, Charlie Austin. You know, they're going to be Championship players. And, you know, we have got Callum Robinson who can play up top as well. I do believe we still are short of a prolific goal scorer.
I was a big fan of Charlie Austin. I always wanted Leicester to sign him a few years ago. Do you think it's over for him now? I mean, he's still in your squad, but do you think he's past it now?
I do think he is a bit past it, yeah. He's just too slow, and obviously in the Premier League, you need that sort of pace, really, because, you know, you need to be able to beat a man in the Premier League, and I don't think he's that type of striker who could do that. Maybe Callum Robinson is probably the best we've got at the minute who we could slot up front. But even then, you know, being realistic, he isn't the most prolific goal scorer. You know, we saw that at Sheffield United, but maybe he'll have a point to prove as well. He was really passionate for us when last season when we got promoted. Obviously, as well, we've been linked with Carlon Grant from Huddersfield.
Yeah.
You know, we've been linked with all these sort of names, and I do believe that we need two clinical goal scorers.
They're like gold dust in the Premier League, aren't they, Connor? That's the thing. We've got Jamie Vardy, we've got no plan B. When Jamie Vardy doesn't score, we don't have a lot else. Connor, before I let you go, we always do score predictions. I'd like to know who you think will score the first goal, so which player, and what will be the final score? Although this game potentially has got the makings of a 0-0 draw on it, but
yeah,
no way.
I'm going to stick with what I said in my preview on my channel. 1-1. I think Jamie Vardy will definitely score. He always scores, and I believe for us, Matheus Pereira could get on the score sheet. But it's not going to be an easy game. I don't think we'll make it easy for you, and I don't think you'll make it easy for us. So it's just one of those games where I don't think there'll be a lot of goals, but I do believe there will be goals.
Do you think, just before you go, I mean, no fans in the ground, we'll want to be in there. And you would say it should affect all clubs the same, having no fans in there. But you baggies down there at the Hawthorns, you can make some noise. Do you feel just like it's a shame you can't be back in there backing your lads?
Yeah, I think it's a shame for every single club that they can't be in the ground backing the fans because of, obviously, the coronavirus. It is a shame because, especially for us, because we've just been promoted to the Premier League. We really want to be there and support the club, and we really want to be there to watch the games in stadiums, not just on the TV. So, yeah, I believe it is a shame for us, but I believe it's a shame for everyone as well. Everyone's in the, you know, the same situation. So, you know, it's a tough one, isn't it?
It is. Connor, thanks so much for joining us. Just give us a shout out for all your channels. It's West Brom Fan TV.
Fan TV, yeah, on YouTube, yeah.
YouTube, Twitter. So if you're watching and you're a Baggies fan, go and follow Connor and the guy. Thanks, Connor. We'll catch up with you soon.
No worries. Cheers for having me on, and good luck for the rest of the season as well.
Yeah, good luck to you, Baggies. Hope you stay up as well. Cheers.
Cheers.
That was brilliant. Thanks for Connor joining us there. Let's get a few of your final predictions in there. Let's see what comments we've got here. Terry says that was very interesting. It was great to have Connor on, get their view, get a bit of insight on what players he thinks, from Leicester's point of view, might cause them some damage. Kingdom, watching on YouTube, says, feel sorry for the teams who've just come up for not getting to attend the opening game of the season. Blue Van Man, hi Dave, how are you? Thanks for your watching on YouTube. Says Slimani has to be given the chance to be Plan B. Dave, Blue Van Man, 100% agree with you. He's back at Leicester. We've seen on Demarai Gray's Instagram, Slim is there. So, you know, let's get him in that 25-man squad. Let's have him on the bench. I don't know if you saw last night's chat with Stevie Walsh, but he said, we need a plan B. He said it frustrates him that we don't have a plan B at times. That was Walshy. He was dead open about it. Joe watching on Periscope says 3-0 to Leicester. Vardy first goal, but it will be tough. I'd like a 1-0, says Sid watching on YouTube. Don't forget, if you're watching on YouTube, to subscribe. And he said, I'd like a 1-0, but I think it'll be a 0-0. Sid, I think it's got the smell of a draw on it. I don't think a draw would be that bad for either side. Leicester against newly promoted sides on the first day of the season don't do well. Yes, we remember Bolton and Hull Ross. Let's not make this a hat-trick of them. Dean is saying, Slim, let's have a hat-trick. 3-1 to Leicester, says Shane. I reckon Slimani, hopefully at 20 minutes at the end of the goal. Will Slimani be on that subs bench? That will be a big question. Don't forget, this was a special fan zone show with Connor from West Brom Fan TV. Tonight at 7:30 is Lox and Josh on our regular fan zone show. Sunday is the aftermath show with Jamie from the Fox's Arms at 10 a.m. And then we've got our match day lives at 1:30 with kickoff at 2. This is on Sunday. Half time is at half time, and full time is literally as soon as that full time whistle goes. Get on your phones, get on your PCs, however you watch Leicester Fan TV, and join us. We'll have myself, Jamie, Lox, Tom on at full time and getting all your views and comments. And as ever, you can join us live on the video via the links that we put out. We want fans' views on as much as possible. Go and follow us, Leicester Fan TV. Always remember to do that, whether you're watching on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, wherever you are, please subscribe, follow our content. That would be great. My name's Phil. This is Leicester Fan TV. See you all on match day.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV, with special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feedme, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Wade Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.